Good morning, Steve here, Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. It's Thursday morning, the 15th of July. You'll get the gist from my recent podcast that I've been wandering through the Psalms a lot. I love the Psalms. But let me just go right to the end. Thinking about signing off. You know, the way that you end a letter or whatever document it is that you might have written. How do you do it? Do you think deeply about it? Does it depend on who it is? Could you possibly recognize the sender by the sign off at the end? As a church, we send a lot of emails out via what we call MailChimp, and they give you some pre-written possibilities that you might want to use as a sign off on the emails that you send. These are four that I just saw the other day when I was using MailChimp. Number one, it's been swell, but the swelling's gone down. Well, I've got to get back to work. When I stop rowing, the slave ship just goes in circles. I like that one. Number three, after all is said and done, more is said than done. And here's a good one. Save time. See it my way. So here we are. We've had 149 Psalms. How do you finish off an immense book of the Bible like this? There's no questions. We've had them in most of the Psalms that we've read. Big questions, aspirations, crying out, searching, longing, wondering. But after all that, it's almost like if ever you've gone to a concert, you'll know that the artists, the musicians, that they sort of build it up and they want to go out, send everybody out on a high, like a crescendo, yeah. And that's what Psalm 150 does, because it realised that if you're going to praise, then praise promotes. It promotes God to the highest possible place that he occupies anyway, but it's a great reminder for us. Praise, I don't know, another P for you, it penetrates. It goes right through the darkness and gets light to shine. I think praise is good for my life and your life. So, here's Psalm 150. Let me read it loudly and slowly. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make today a day of praise. Make it a great one. Carpe diem.